We want to talk a little bit about the clip you just heard. Of course, that was the President of the United States who on Thursday of this past week officially lit the national Christmas tree on the Ellipse right outside the White House. And what you heard was our president's comments after the official lighting. Now, what you were not able to hear were the moments leading up to the statements he made there, where the president, Melania, entered the Ellipse of the White House to Joy to the World, being both played and sung in the background. And ladies and gentlemen, not since the days of Ronald Reagan can I recall anything remotely close to the emphasis that is taking place this year on the real meaning of this season. And what President Trump and Melania did this past Thursday was absolutely amazing. Gary, you've heard what the president said, which is in actuality the fulfillment of another promise that he made during the campaign. He said, we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again if I get elected. And you heard his comments. He said, I've been waiting all year to say this to not only the residents of the U.S., but to the world, Merry Christmas. In your opinion, is President Trump's words carefully chosen and crafted for a reason? And are they important or are they unimportant, as some are saying? It's just words. Give me your take on what the president did last Thursday.
Well, I think they're very important, Dave, not only from the perspective that he kept another one of his promises. How many times did he say that if I'm elected, we will be able to say Merry Christmas again? And of course, that's exactly what he has done. He kept that particular promise. But the words that he used when he talked about the fact that Christmas is the time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are very significant. They are very significant because that's what Christmas is all about. It's not about commercialism and Christmas trees and decorations, though those things have their place. It's about the birth, the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I see that as very, very significant. And I agree with you, Dave, that not since the days of Ronald Reagan have we heard anything as clear as that. As a matter of fact, I would say that that was even more precise than some of the things that Ronald Reagan himself said. And I know that the ACLU and others cringe at these things, but what we see in Donald Trump is that he's just telling the truth about what this season of the year is all about.